in that moment. Debbie said she felt her own ambitions shift. As Debbie told me, it seemed like if this extraordinary woman couldn't make it work, who could? Soon after, I was offered a big job at a bank, and I turned it down because my daughter was just a year old and I didn't think I could do it. Almost a decade later, I took a similar job and did it well, but I lost a decade. If a female marathoner can ignore the shouts of the crowd and get past the tough middle of the race, she will often hit her stride. Years ago, I met an investment banker in New York whose husband worked in public service. She told me that over the years, all of her female friends in banking quit, but because she was her family's primary breadwinner, she had to stick it out. There were days when she was jealous and wished she could leave, days when there was just too much to do or too much crap to put up with. But she did not have that option. Eventually, she landed in a position that had less crap and more impact. Now, when she looks back, she is glad that even in the hard times, she continued in her career. Today, she has a close relationship with her children, and now that they have grown up and moved away, she's especially grateful to have a fulfilling job.